The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Hour number three of the Starting Lineup. Around the game, Will goes. Peg, peg, peg. Nice spin this morning, Eric Kane. I can tell you're fired up after that prediction by the amazing Gabriella.
He put us back into that one. He definitely put us back into that one.
And it is going to be an opportunity for you to score from our friends at Papa Murphy's Inside Sports Jeopardy. Will West, let them know. First-timers, refreshers, how do we play Sports Jeopardy during the game on TSL?
It's 656-9900. That's the phone number that you need. Okay, usually we have callers lined up before they even get out of the segment, but you know what? During that break, second caller dropped. So we need another caller right now to play the game. 656-9900. Sports Jeopardy works like this. Each contestant will get a 100-point Sports Jeopardy question, a 200-point Sports Jeopardy question, and then a final Sports Jeopardy question where you can bid with the points won in the first two rounds. Contestant with the highest point total at the end of final Sports Jeopardy is going to be the big winner. Tyler Ivins, tell him what the win.
It's 425 with a little bit of love. 17 minutes on the second tray. Guess what you get? Papa Murphy's delicious pizza. You can have that on the menu this weekend for the Tennessee Tech game. Amazing Gabriella. She's got likes the Vols over the Golden Eagles,
right,
by the way. You can check out everything from the amazing Gabriella last night. That's online at sportsradiownml.com.
But the prize is?
Papa Murphy's $25 gift card.
There you go.
Delicious, delicious food. Let's get John on the horn. Hi, John, Tyler, and Will. You know how it works, my man. I need you to turn the radio down just a little bit. Just a smidge.
A scotch, if you will.
And then I need you to decide, who do you want your questions from, me or Will West?
Will West.
All right, here we go. John, are you ready to get this W, buddy?
I am.
All right, here we go. Your 100-point Sports Jeopardy question is, Tennessee takes on Tennessee Tech this weekend. What is the mascot for Tennessee Tech football?
Golden Eagles.
It is the Golden Eagles. That's 100 points for John. There you go. All right, your 200-point question. This Cowboys defensive end, it was reported yesterday, will be sidelined 6 to 8 weeks with a broken foot. Cowboys defensive end sidelined 6 to 8 weeks with a broken foot. Big loss for Dallas.
Hurts my feelings. I'm a Cowboys fan, but it's DeMarcus Lawrence.
It is. Look at you. The big brain on John. Nice job.
Just
so, John, you get 100 bonus points just for picking up the phone. That's 400 for John right now.
Hi, Noah. Good morning, dude. It's Tyler. You ready? Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Hey, man, baseball. Name one of the two NL West teams that have already clinched a postseason bid. So can you name a good team out West, National League?
San Francisco Giants.
Look at that. They were the first one to do it. They did it Monday after a big victory. That's a hundo for you. Let's get to 200. Hey, Noah, if you listen to the last segment, the amazing Gabriella has Tennessee defeating South Carolina and this team in the month of October. Who does the amazing Gabriella have Tennessee beating besides South Carolina?
Can you think
about who Tennessee plays in the month of October? The amazing Gabriella has them beating South Carolina and who?
October. Let's go. Is it Kentucky? I got no clue.
It's not Kentucky.
It is not Kentucky.
The amazing Gabriella has Tennessee beating South Carolina and Tennessee beating
Alabama.
And Alabama in Tuscaloosa, Noah.
Man, hang on the line, though, Noah. John?
He gets 200
points.
He's
got 200 points. You've got 400 points, John. How many points would you like to wager in Final Sports Jeopardy?
100.
100 points for John. Here we go, John. What is the combined record of the two teams playing on Thursday Night Football? We're only a week into the season. Combined record for the Giants and Washington football team for heading into tonight's game.
0-2.
It is 0-2. Look at John.
Come on.
John's field himself.
Hey, Noah, listen, we're going to need you to go all in here, but you're still going to fall short. I want to see how well you do here, okay?
Yeah.
Noah, the mayor of this city has declared September 16th Candace Parker Day. What city in America has officially made September 16th Candace Parker Day in their city?
Chicago.
Yeah, Noah, you're just a little short, man. It is Chicago. 500 to 400. It was a nice victory, but big brain on John over there, Will West.
John just crushed that. John just came in and said, that's mine. I mean, I'm taking them Papa John, but the Papa Murphy's gift cards.
$25. It's delicious.
Thank you, Papa Murphy's.
425 in the oven. 17 minutes. Ow. Got your menu for Saturday against Tennessee Tech. Hey,
and if you've never had Papa Murphy's pizza, it is fantastic. It really is fantastic.
Yeah, a lot more chances for you to win coming up tomorrow, the game Friday. Can we give a shout-out go over and say what's up to our friends at Beatty Chevrolet for Football Friday tomorrow.
Yeah,
right?
I'll be there tomorrow. Dap it up with Josh. It'll be good to see him. Talk a little Ted Lasso.
That's going to be nice. At Mind of a Goldfish.
Uh-huh.
And I saw your review of Ted Lasso.
That last week's episode.
I haven't watched it yet.
This Is Us. They just went all in on the melodrama.
I'm waiting to go back-to-back tomorrow when another one's released. So you're telling me maybe.
Still a great show. Still a great show. Last week was a little much. Laid it on a little thick.
Have you ever seen a show that's 18, 19 episodes deep that every single one's a banger?
No. Exactly. It's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Any other things I should have?
Led Zeppelin has songs that you're like, it's fine.
No, they all can't be cashmere.
No, they cannot.
They can all be cashmere. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Dude, at TSL99.1. People still abuzz over the Alabama prediction by the amazing Gabriella. Yesterday at the Tennessee Valley Fair. Anything that you missed when we went down to look for
catch
the amazing
the podcast.
Gabriella?
You want to catch the podcast see what the amazing Gabriella had to say, fortune teller at the Tennessee Valley Fair. Ivan's great job hunting down the amazing Gabriella and bringing in the funnel cakes and the air fryer this morning.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Baseball scores from last night. The Braves fell in extra innings, falling to the Rockies 3-2 and 10. The Phillies walked it off over the Cubs 6-5, so the Braves lead the National League East, now down to just 3.5 games. Thursday Night Football has the Giants in Washington tonight. Star running back Saquon Barkley listed as questionable. You can hear a coverage of Thursday Night Football right here on The Sports Animal on the AM 990 channel. Over on the FM channel, you'll have Gibbs playing host to Fulton in Rivalry Thursday. Brian Ross, Jason Swain will have that call. Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $6 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. Trey Wallace, coming up next here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
He lists amateur tornado chaser on his resume.
Tyler Ivins.
The starting lineup on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
A lot of people tuning into the stream. We see those numbers. We see them pinging from across the states. That is at 991dsportsanimal.com. And while you're there, if you want to check out the podcast from Thursday's TSL, a whole lot of amazing Gabriella talk today, Will West.
That was fantastic. The amazing Gabriella. Ivan's hunted down the fortune teller at Tennessee Valley Fair, the amazing Gabriella. She went game by game and predicted Tennessee's schedule the rest of the way. And I think you're going to like some of what she says and not like some of what she says. She was tough but fair.
I think you're going to like what we got coming up for you right now on the phone line. I was going to say a former stomping grounds, but you know what? Let's go ahead and open things up with a congratulations. Trey Wallace joining us on the program. Outkick, my man. You're not just doing Tennessee. We're talking SEC. Man, can we get the official credentials, the title, and talk about some of the moving on ups you've been doing lately, man?
Congratulations, Trey.
Guys, I sure appreciate it. Thanks for having me on this morning. I hate I'm following the amazing fortune teller, Gabriella. but no, I do appreciate it, man. It's been a blessing so far, and I look forward to covering Tennessee just as much as I did before. But also, let's throw in a little bit more of the SEC as well. And it's such a great time with some awesome games this weekend. Outside of the out-of-conference normal stuff. So I appreciate you guys very much. It means a lot.
So the official title, Trey Wallace with Outkick. So fantastic job covering the SEC with Outkick. Great job, Trey.
So let me just ask you this real quick, Trey. If you're a Tennessee fan, the amazing Gabriella has them beating Alabama in Tuscaloosa, but then at the end of the year dropping the ball against Vanderbilt. Tennessee going 6-6 through the eyes of the Tennessee Valley Fair fortune teller. Would Tennessee fans, would they be okay with going 6-6, but knowing one of those six wins was in Tuscaloosa against number one ranked Alabama?
Yeah, they'd be fine with that. And they just check out at the end of the season that they lost to Vanderbilt. Yeah, but if you beat Alabama, yeah, that flips the script, boys. I mean, yeah, absolutely. You take that win, and then you just, you know what, you just kind of check out after that. You're like, all right, I'm good. We're good. We're done here. And then you just you let the Vanderbilt loss happen. I'd go with it in a heartbeat.
We got a ways to go before we get to Alabama. How about uncertainty at the quarterback position Saturday against Tennessee Tech? Look, it's an FCS foe and a not very good one at that. Trey, your thoughts on overthrows for Joe Milton pre-injury, Hendon Hooker looking good during the injury, but perhaps maybe there was a lot left on the field in that touchdown loss to Pittsburgh last week.
Guys, I look at what Joe Milton does with this offense, and if he hits four of his overthrows, maybe three. I'm trying not to put that Jalen Hyatt one on him in the corner of the end zone. It just looked like Hyatt kind of got knocked a little silly when he was coming down, couldn't hold on to the football. But if you do that, you potentially have 21-0 in the first quarter. Now, there's a lot of ifs and buts put in there. You know, the defense has had to play well. But what I'm getting at is Joe Milton, if you make the throws and you get your reads right, get on the same page, I think the Pitt game is not over per se, but Tennessee just kind of takes charge there in the first half, and, you know, the defense takes up forward in the second half. So, you know, and then the injury happens on that blitz. I don't even know if I really want to call it a blitz. It was just kind of a missed assignment. Guy comes right up the middle and just knocks Joe Milton. Fumbles the football. He's out now. I think he could have returned potentially if they needed him to, but they went with Hendon Hooker. And Hendon Hooker's been the number two guy, you know, since the middle of fall camp, right there at the beginning of the season. And Hendon Hooker looked like a guy who could get things done. And you saw that one play where he was running down the field. It was the right side. He makes that one little juke right there, picks up an extra 8 to 9 yards, and Tennessee's right there inside the 10-yard line. That's what you're getting out of Hendon Hooker. You know, you're getting a guy that has nice touch with his throw, but also he can do a little bit more on his feet than I think Joe Milton can. Now, Joe Milton has a lot of physical abilities that Hendon Hooker doesn't have, but I think Hendon kind of brings a different dimension to what Tennessee's trying to do on offense. Now, is that going to matter? You know, is Josh Heupel going to roll with Hendon, try to get him as much snaps this weekend, and then get ready for Gainesville? I don't know. It certainly sounds like Joe Milton is going to get an equal share this weekend if he's healthy, and then they potentially roll with Milton at Florida. So, you know, it's kind of all up there, man, right now. Maybe Heupel will say something today before the game. I just don't understand. Here's my biggest thing, guys. What are you hiding? You're not hiding anything now. Everybody has seen Hendon Hooker and everybody's seen Joe Milton. And if Joe Milton can't go, just go ahead and say, okay, we're going to roll with Hendon. And if Joe's up to it, we'll get him some snaps. See, I don't like the whole being coy right at the moment.
Trey Wallace, Outkick, covers the SEC for Outkick. So let me ask you this, Trey. Talking about the SEC, how concerned does Texas A&M need to be right now after the Haynes King injured, and then you barely squeaked by against Colorado this past weekend?
I mean, it's got to be there. I mean, Calzada comes into the game, you know, his throws are off. And that's to be expected. You know, you come into a ball game, you weren't prepared to play. I get it, you're the backup, you're supposed to always be ready. But it just felt like they had to slow down this Jimbo Fisher offense. And, you know, Carl Durrell and what they were doing with the defense of Colorado, that's fine. But if you're A&M, you should be able to run the football. And that was the biggest thing. I think they had 87 total yards rushing the football against Colorado. That's something they shouldn't struggle with. Now the problem is, you know, Calzada has a decent arm, but it's not like Haynes King. And it's also not getting outside the pocket and scrambling and making plays and getting first downs. Now you got to figure out how do you work with this right now in the moment? Can you get through? Can Texas A&M somehow get through the next month with only one loss? And in those games is Alabama. If they can do that and then potentially get Haynes King back, okay, maybe they still got a shot at making a college football playoff. But there's a lot of aspects of what could happen in the next month where A&M takes two losses and, you know, and their season's kind of done when it comes to playing for a national championship. So Jimbo Fisher, look, he gets paid over $9 million. He better figure out the quarterback situation this week against New Mexico before they have that huge showdown with the Razorbacks in Dallas next week.
Trey Wallace, question that's very direct and has a lot of people separated right now defensively. Is Byron Young getting ready to make his debut against Tennessee Tech and just absolutely just leave people just for dead? Just absolutely just go to task on people, because there's some who believe he plays against Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett does not have as much time as he does. Is he about to be the big difference maker this defense has been missing?
Tennessee fans are hoping so. Look, there's a lot of talk about Byron Young, and there's a lot of talk about him being that guy that complements Tyler Barron off the edge on the other side. And look, he had a great fall camp. He had a good summer. It, without seeing, I don't know how I'm going to be able to look at this game this weekend and his performance. If he comes out and has like three sacks against Tennessee Tech, what am I really taking away from that? Not much, because it's Tennessee Tech. Now, if he comes out and he can be a, you know, potential run stopper on the edge, get after the quarterbacks, you see some of these flashes that have been talked about so much, and everybody's heard them, but talked about so much during fall camp and over the summer, just how big of a guy he is, how fast he is coming off the edge. If you could just see that on Saturday and not immerse yourself in it, because it is against an FCS school, temper those expectations, but know that you have another weapon now on defense that can get after the quarterback, and you're not having to rely on, you know, you can get after the quarterback without having to send two different linebackers at the same time. You know, you get after the quarterback with Tyler Barron and Byron Young on one side, maybe something up the middle. So I think that's the biggest thing as you look at it going into the weekend. Just enjoy watching him, but just temper those expectations until, you know, he plays somebody like Florida.
Hey, Trey, you want us to save some of this air fryer leftover funnel cake from last night? I brought some back from the fair with me for Will West.
Did you really?
Yeah, I brought it in an air fryer.
Was it good? Did you enjoy it?
It was fantastic. Absolutely. We had the audio from the amazing Gabriella, the fortune teller, the Tennessee Valley Fair, and her predictions for the rest of the season. And then Ivan's brought in funnel cakes in an air fryer. It was fantastic. It's been a great morning.
Tyler, did you get on any kind of roller coasters last night? Don't lie, man.
Yeah, I went through the haunted maze. I went on a carousel, and I got really excited because I came out and I wanted to have my face painted like Spider-Man, but they ran out of red. So, just to let you know,
you could have come out with a game plan too.
Spider-Man. It was getting ready to rain, and I didn't. Wolverine was going to take too much time, man, and it just. But here's the thing. Best part, I still have some tickets left over, and I don't think the fair is leaving anytime soon, Trey Wallace. I don't know what your schedule looks like. I don't know what Will's schedule looks like, but I think the three best friends that anybody could have could show up at the fairgrounds.
I'm always down for death-defying carnival rides that are set up within 3 weeks, buddy. Sign me up. I'm down.
Trey, you win. 1-0 Trey Wallace. Notice the scoreboard. Thanks, bud.
Hey, y'all have a great weekend. Thanks.
Trey Wallace. New title and everything. Guys, yeah, covering the SEC reporter. For OutKick.
Yep.
Look at him, man. He just graduated in front of our eyes. Baby boy.
All grows up.
All right, let's start Pitch Cut coming up on the other side. And got to let you know, we'll recap the amazing Gabriella. She has predictions in now on it. Look, people aren't believing us. We got to get this Alabama thing queued up. It might be the heaviest prediction, prognostication ever in East Tennessee on Rocky Top. We'll have it for you before we cross over the EA show with Brian Rice. 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal. Stick around. Hey, big thank you again, Trey Wallace from OutKick, joining us. Covering the SEC, your boy Trey Wallace, each and every Thursday here, 8:15 on the starting lineup. 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal. Crossover with Brian Rice. We revisit the amazing Gabriella, but first, boys, let's keep things moving, shall we? Big red button for you, Eric Kane. Let's get a great one in here. Start pitch cut now on the starting lineup. All right, Eric Kane, do your worst. What do you got?
What is the greatest moment in college football history? Kick six, Boise State Statue of Liberty, or the Cal Stanford The Play?
I can't believe that the Statue of Liberty followed with a proposal is going to be the cut here, boys, but this is me.
Right before the Statue of Liberty was the hook and ladder led to the Statue of Liberty that led to a proposal.
I'm going to start the kick six.
Ooh-hoo-hoo!
I'm going to bench. The band is on the field. And I'm going to cut Statue of Liberty, the Boise State-Oklahoma series that kind of unveiled after it was over.
I'm going to start the play, Cal Stanford. That could never happen again because of what happened there. I'm going to start it. I'm going to bench the Boise State Statue of Liberty. I'm going to cut the kick six.
Come on. You can't cut the kick six.
I'm cutting the kick six.
It was the greatest right.
It is. It is big, and it was a huge moment, and all of those things, but, man, Auburn's that Boise State.
Football game.
Yes. Can I tell you the truth?
What?
I was outside because I got a business phone call at that time, and there were people watching the game, and I needed to step outside, and I missed the kick six.
Wow.
And I had to walk back in, and I saw it celebrating, and I had to rewind it.
What's the greatest moment in Tennessee football history? The Dobsonell boot, Billy Ratliff fumble recovery against Arkansas, or T. Martin, the Peerless Price in the national championship game?
You don't have T. to Peerless if you don't have Billy Ratliff.
Yeah.
You don't have the 1998 national championship undefeated season without Billy Ratliff. I can't believe I'm going to put it in this order, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to start Billy Ratliff against Arkansas. I'm going to bench T. to Peerless. I'm going to cut.
You cut the Dobsonell boot.
Yeah.
I'm going to start the Dobsonell boot because the game was over there that moment, right? There wasn't more that needed to be done. So because of that and last second Hail Mary, and I've seen maybe five of those in my entire life, I'm going to start the Dobsonell boot. I'll bench Billy Ratliff. I'll cut T. to Peerless. There's still 7 minutes left in the game. That's the only reason I cut T. to Peerless. And that was an ugly game, too.
Oh, 23-16. Oof. Who had that drawn up?
Today is National Guacamole Day. Guacamole, sour cream, or pico de gallo? Tipo de gallo.
What, one more time?
Pico de gallo.
There you go.
I know what that is. I was just reading.
Did you take Spanish in high school?
Oh, my gosh, or college? Dude, I took Spanish like 5 semesters, and as you can see,
so you're fluent.
Clearly it paid off.
You're fluent.
Did what I had to do to get by. And that's all I'll say on that.
There's only one thing worse than guacamole, and that's pico de gallo. So I start sour cream, I bench guacamole, and I cut pico de gallo.
I'm going to start the sour. I am pro sour cream, so I like guacamole, but the sour cream's better. Let's just be honest, right? Start the sour cream, bench the guac, cut the pico de gallo, exactly. Although I like pico de gallo.
Yeah, Tyler, I'm with you, man. There's not many things worse than pico de gallo.
I eat it all. Give me that whole like guacamole salad thing that's over to the side at the Tex-Mex restaurant over in Rocky Hill where we stop by. Throw it all on top of your chimichanga and let's get it going.
Tyler attended the Tennessee Valley Fair on Wednesday night. What's the best fair food available?
You better be careful with how you wrote this, brother.
Got the corn dogs, the funnel cakes, or the turkey legs? You got to start the turkey legs, right? I mean, it's fair. Talking about fair food. I mean, turkey legs screams fair food.
I'm going to start the corn dog.
You can get a corn dog anywhere, Tyler.
No, you can't get a fair corn dog anywhere.
You can't get a fair foot-long corn dog.
That's right.
You can get a better corn dog elsewhere, is what I'm saying. Go to Sonic.
First of all, how dare you?
Fair oil is just, the way the fair oil's fried, just tastes different.
It does.
It smells different. It just goes through your pores and your blood differently. I'm going to start the corn dog. I'm going to bench the turkey leg. I'll cut the funnel cake, even though the funnel cake, hot, fresh out of the fryer or air fried, just as delicious.
I'm going to start the corn dog. I'm going to bench the funnel cake. What, I'm going to cut the turkey leg.
He's cutting turkey legs.
I'm cutting the turkey. I'm concerned about the handling of the turkey leg. So I've literally never had the turkey leg.
It's like you're walking through medieval times. Just a little bit of foil.
But I'm afraid it's like, what if it's medium rare? I don't need all that. Or who's had their hands on it?
I had turkey leg and it was delicious.
The same can be said for the other food items
as
well.
Yeah, but it's on a stick or a plate, so I feel better. It's not like I'm just concerned somebody just grabbed that with their hand and slung it on a plate for me, the turkey leg.
I think of Ron Swanson just grabbing a turkey leg and
going to town?
Yeah, going at it.
Unless I watch the turkey leg be cooked, I will not eat the turkey leg.
The defending SEC East champion Tennessee baseball program released their 2022 conference schedule on Wednesday. Ranked these home opponents based on importance. South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia.
Well, as a longtime baseball fan dating all the way back to April of 2021, I will say start. I honestly don't know what the answer is here, but I'll start South Carolina, bench Georgia, cut Alabama.
That's the right order.
Is it really the right order?
That's the right order.
Blind guess.
Because the first two are actually East Division opponents, and then South Carolina is probably the team in the East that's probably going to stand between you. Maybe Georgia, too. We might need John Wilkerson to help us out here, but I believe if Tennessee is going to repeat, Carolina is going to be the team.
I'm going to be honest. My entire life, whenever somebody talked about college baseball, I just zoned out. You know what I mean? And just was like, with a smile on my face, and they thought I was paying attention. And then I watched the Florida series at my in-law's house last year during the midseason, and I was like, dude, this is awesome.
Yeah, right?
Where have they been hiding this from?
A little paying for your ding, yeah.
What is the likely outcome this weekend for Tennessee football fans? Vols win, Titans lose? Both win, both lose.
Ooh.
Let's go ahead and bury 12 feet under the ground, both lose, because that's not happening.
Ooh.
I'll hit this.
What do you got?
I'll start, they both win.
5.5.
I'll bench. Tennessee wins. Titans lose. There's no chance Tennessee's losing to Tennessee.
There is no chance Tennessee's losing to Tennessee.
Are you
Tech.
Going to have the Colts beat the Titans?
Is it not Seahawks?
Seahawks.
I misspoke. Yeah. I apologize.
And Tennessee's on the road, though, too. Yeah, so I would almost start.
Yes. I'm going the same way you're thinking. I'm going to start Vols win, Titans lose. I'm going to bench both win. I'm going to cut both lose.
Unlike Urban Meyer saying there's no chance he leaves for L.A., there's literally no chance Tennessee loses to Tech.
Are you
going to
say something that Brian and Eric said before the Georgia State game about Tennessee Tech?
If Tennessee loses to Tennessee Tech, I'll quit my job?
Yeah. They both said they would quit. They would leave their posts and quit their jobs on the 9 to noon.
You will? Sign me up right now. Put me down. Let's do it. Yeah, 100%.
So you will no longer be our producer as of Monday if Tennessee Tech beats the Vols inside Neyland Stadium on Saturday.
Kater's like the only person on the station people like, so that's not going to be good for business.
Let's put it in writing.
I forgot John Wilkerson.
Got to space us out, though. I'm morning, he's afternoon. Yeah, this is not even close. This is a get-right game. This is a let's play our backups games after the first quarter.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
I think that's really Stonesy of you to say they're going to win after you heard from the amazing Gabriella, just to confirm.
Just to confirm.
That Tennessee was going to beat Tennessee Tech. Did you miss the amazing Gabriella and the prediction she has for the Volunteers? There are two games you must hear. And we're going to have Brian Rice give us his thoughts on the other side. Amazing Gabriella, Brian Rice, crossover ride with Ivins. Man, jam-packed still to get to. Final segment of TSL. It's on the way next. 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence out 6 to 8 weeks with a broken foot. Raiders defensive tackle Jared McCoy out for the season with a knee injury. Jaguars coach Urban Meyer has put all the rumors to rest, saying there's no chance he'll leave Jacksonville for the USC job. Thursday night football, the Giants will be at Washington. You can hear coverage of that on our AM channel, 990. And on the FM channel tonight, Rivalry Thursday. It'll be Fulton at Gibbs beginning at 7 o'clock. On the diamond, the Braves fell in extra innings to the Rockies 3-2-10. The Phillies walked it off over the Cubs 6-5. The Braves' lead has shrunk to 3.5 games in the National League East over the Phillies. Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $6 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit TNLottery.com. Riding with Ivins, crossover, and more from Gabriella the Great. Coming up next here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
The starting lineup with Tyler and Will, 6 to 9 a.m. on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
All right, starting lineup, final segment. We're crossing over with the EA show with Brian Rice. Let's make it short. Let's make it sweet. I feel like I owe you guys a W this week, do I not? Let's go to Thursday Night Football. Will West, how's your reach now these days? He can't reach across the table and get me because I think he knows what direction I'm going in tonight. No, Ryan Fitzpatrick, not a problem tonight for the football team. They're going to be hosting the New York Football Giants. Right now, that Washington team favorite, and I'm going to go ahead and run with them too. Taylor Heinicke under center tonight. There could be no Saquon Barkley for this New York team. I understand Sterling Shepard, had a big game for New York their first go around. I like Washington, and they're going to have to keep this game in hand if they're going to try to keep up with Dallas. I understand the Cowboys lost last week too. I don't think Washington can afford to go 0-2 in the standings and keep up with Dallas in the East. So today, -3, take it. Take the Washington football team at home against the New York Football Giants. Brian Rice, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Morning. Rolling.
Did you hear the rumors that I ended up at the Tennessee Valley Fair last night?
I saw a picture. Normally, Kelly and I are big fair people. We had to pass on it this year because of Cooper, but...
Well, I had a Willie Nice time last night.
Next year, the Have a Willie Nice Day t-shirt will return, and we will be watching the Demolition Derby in person. And I can't wait for it. But it smells like delicious fair food in here.
Good. I'm glad that you noticed that. I wanted to add a little bit of the smells and the senses.
Well, you had a great point in the hallway. This is what cologne should smell
like. Yes. It should smell like things that are like awesome smells, like freshly cut grass, tacos, funnel cakes.
Yeah, I'm out on grass. The other ones, though, gimme.
Yeah.
Can I give you predictions? Not by me, but I found the amazing Gabriella last night.
Yes.
She has Tennessee finishing 6-6.
Okay.
But it's the path to 6-6. Are you ready for this?
Give me.
Eric Kane. There's a matchup the third Saturday in October against Alabama. What did Gabriella say about Tennessee going to Tuscaloosa? So this next one is going to be... this next game's a big one.
Very, very big game. Very big game.
Alabama,
yes, I know Alabama.
Tennessee doesn't do well against Alabama.
It's time.
It's time for what?
It's time for Orange. It's time.
Are you trying to say that Tennessee is going to...
Yes, it's time. It's time. Don't question.
It's time. Don't question. All right, here's one. This takes one of two paths.
Okay.
If Tennessee beats Alabama, we find the amazing Gabriella.
We go to Vegas.
We let her tell us whatever is going to happen.
Yeah, we go by the Weigels over in Rocky Hill and buy all the Powerball tickets.
Yeah.
And then we go to Vegas.
Yeah. Or...
In Tuscaloosa.
Or... You just can't ever trust anything she says again. Because...
The woman's a trade professional, Brian.
I paid her $10 a game last night. I handed her a crisp $100 bill to go through the last 10 games.
How quickly do you have to take her betting her picks for betting advice?
Whatever's still up right now, I think maybe Tennessee Bama might be up somewhere on some windows in some market, but usually you get about probably an 8-day window.
Right, but so I'm saying she obviously picked Tennessee to beat Tennessee Tech this weekend,
yes,
right?
That's correct.
Okay, so what was the result of the next
one? Lose to Florida, lose to Missouri,
beat
South Carolina, lose to Ole Miss.
So if you money on those, how much of that money are you going to ride on?
Dropping weight, dude.
Roll it all.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but then we go to the last game of the year. Kaner, can we get the comments from the amazing Gabriella about Tennessee Vanderbilt?
All right. So this last one here, and I really appreciate your time. Vanderbilt. So
that's a very regal name. Very regal.
So they can't down in Nashville. You know where Nashville is?
Yes, I know Nashville.
Okay, so that's where they play. Tennessee.
I see here it's a star.
Right, so they've got that V's for Vanderbilt and the star. We here in Knoxville kind of look at that team in Nashville as like the little brother.
Ooh, careful with little brothers. Little brothers sometimes, they beat up on big brothers.
So who do you have winning, Tennessee or Vanderbilt?
Little brothers.
So beating Alabama but losing to Vanderbilt.
I hate to tell you, Tyler, but I think you may have wasted your money on that one.
It's a tax write-off.
That's what I keep hearing.
We're just writing it off. If Tennessee loses to Vanderbilt to close out the season, I'm done. I think my contract's up at the end of the year. I'll go ahead and
beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa.
If we gave you 6-6, because that's what the amazing Gabriella from Tennessee Valley Fair predicted.
With a win over Alabama and a loss to Vanderbilt.
No,
because the fans won't take it. Because
you're wrong. Come on,
Ryan. You don't think the fans will take
it? Look at Kaner.
100% of the people that will be excited and say Heupel is the future after Alabama will spend an entire offseason saying he's not the guy because he lost to Vanderbilt.
100%. What Brian is saying right now is exactly what would happen.
I disagree.
Nah, I disagree.
I think the
house
expectation.
Money they're smoking cigars.
Nope.
Guys, house money.
Yeah. He could go and wear the Big Lebowski outfit on the sideline every other game and lose the rest of them once he beats Alabama.
No. It's all for naught.
In theory, you're right. In reality, there is no chance. If they lose to Vanderbilt, it doesn't matter who they beat before. Hi, Butch Jones, 2016.
He didn't beat Saban. And he didn't beat Alabama and Saban there.
George Kafka's been gone for a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
George hated Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
All right, he would do anything.
Yeah.
And I understand every time Tennessee's lost to Vanderbilt since he's passed away, he's probably rolled over in his grave. But you just beat the number one team weeks ago at their house.
Okay, Tyler.
And derailed a national championship.
Saturday. At Gate 21, are you going to look Snapper in the eye and say, would you take a loss to Vanderbilt if it meant a win over Alabama?
No, because he's a lethal weapon.
And he will rip out your throat. Because that's the reasonable response to
Travis
that.
Says this on Twitter. I mean, that's actually believable now. Nothing more Tennessee than to beat Alabama and end the streak only to lose to Vandy.
Stunningly
accurate.
We did the poll here on our show. Tennessee fans would rather lose another game than lose to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And then have another win on the schedule.
Yeah.
They're wrong.
Yeah. Well.
They're wrong. That's not factual.
We've seen this movie so many times at the station.
I'm telling you.
It's a full bank of phone calls.
No
one guy fire him, the next guy get Bill a statue.
No matter what, if you lose to Vandy, it falls off the table.
Brian Rice, what's coming up on your program?
Back.
I agree.
Justin Smith, the five-star preps, comes up at 9:30. And what do you need to see from Tennessee Tech in Tennessee? Today, what would concern you in that game? It's coming up next 3 hours.
That's Brian Rice, Eric Gage. Handoff complete for Will, Eric, Tyler. All the fun we have, 6 to 9 a.m. We'll do it tomorrow at Beatty Chevrolet for Football Friday. You're listening to 99.1, The Sports Animal. Goodbye.